96.1 KZL, the Eagles, and good morning, Mark Rainey here. It is 9:18, and we've been talking up this week, and over the last couple of weeks, the fourth annual Winterfest coming to Max Restaurant Nightclub this Saturday night. $20 cover charge, 6 bands in one building. Headliner, Ty Curtis, Saturday night. Ty's on the phone with us now. Good morning and welcome, Ty. How are you, man?
Hi, Mark. How's it going, man?
Terrific. Great talking to you, and we are so looking forward to you coming to town Saturday night.
We're looking forward to playing. It's going to be great.
You know, as I looked over some of your bio and all that kind of stuff, jumped out at me, you know, Salem kid, which is cool. Love the Oregon connection, of course.
Right.
Everybody is claiming, man, you're raw talent. I think I read the triple threat, singer, fantastic guitar player, and composing and writing. And I mean, the legit triple threat, that's cool.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Trying to do it all in that, yeah, those categories.
And the accolades from, for example, somebody, so you play it like a young man should, straight ahead and from the heart. Everybody loves you. Thanks for coming to Eugene for the Winterfest.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it. Like I said, that quote's actually from Paul DeLay, the late, great Paul DeLay. And I was able to, you know, get him to give me a quote before he passed away. And, yeah, man, I was really just trying to give my 110% every time. I'm going to be playing some slide on this guitar that I grew up with my dad played when I was a kid. And now I got that. It's all set up and it's playing really great, and I've been playing real rootsy slide sound on that. We're also going to have Lewis Payne on the B3, King Louie, as they call him.
Nice. I know that you have impressed many. The list includes Doobie Brothers, George Thorogood, Tommy Castro, who's coming to town fairly soon. So, man, people stand back and go, wow.
Yeah, my latest has also been Robert Cray. And hoping for Willie Nelson's son, too. I got to hang out with him backstage. That was really cool.
Nice. Yeah, and I found it interesting. First musical live experience there at the LB Day Amphitheater in Salem.
Yeah, this band Silverchair. I really grew up loving them and the grunge sound. It's part of, like, my early influence, just kind of, like, seeing what they were doing and wanting to, like, emulate that and rock out.
Yeah, well, we can't wait for you to come Saturday night. Doors open at 6 at Max and Winterfest, big 6 bands, and Ty Curtis, we're speaking with him. You're based now in Austin, huh?
Yeah, we are right now. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, we are right now. We've been playing some great venues down there. Geraldine's is part of the Hotel Van Zandt. Which you might recognize that name, Van Zandt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so I've been able to play consecutively there and had great shows. Made some really good friends, and we're going to be up for 5 months for the summer, so we're going to have a real busy schedule and playing for friends and festivals and parties and parks and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. What's it like being on stage just flying on a guitar? Is it a rush every time?
I'd say so. It's just, yeah, it's really great to be able to do what you love and make a living at it. I know it's always a struggle being a musician, but I wouldn't trade it for anything because it's, yeah, it's like a emotional release, a physical release. You get exercise. I got to make sure I eat like a double gig meal because I like work off so many calories when I'm playing. And I'm a skinny guy, so I got to eat a lot, but trying to change that.
A lot of musical energy, yeah, for sure. I noticed we're pushing Steve Miller and Peter Frampton show over in Bend later this summer, and those tickets are on sale Friday. We're going to be giving away some, and I noticed that you have musical relationship with Steve's guitarist, Jacob Peterson.
Yeah, I do. And we haven't been talking too much right currently, but yeah, we had a good relationship, and we made some really good records together. But yeah, man, he's a cool guy, and he knows a lot about tone and guitars, and he's taught me a lot. So it's been a really good, beneficial relationship.
What time are you hitting the stage Saturday night, do you know?
What time are we on? I think we're on at 9:30, but I'm not totally positive. Okay. I wish I knew the exact time.
We'll be there early. Yeah. We'll be there early so we get a good spot.
We are the last band. You know, I'm going to be there to support everybody and just, be rocking out on the side stage. So.
Well, Ty, safe travels. It'll be good to have you back home, and we are so looking forward to you rocking the joint on Saturday night at the 4th Annual Winter Music Fest. And all of us here at KZL, Lane County in Oregon, pulling for you. I mean, I know you're doing it on your own, but we're behind you. Lots of support, lots of love and joy, and you take care of yourself.
Thanks, man. Dave, Lewis, and Jerry and I are going to have a great time, and we're going to give a great show, so people got to come out and check it out.
All right, we'll keep talking it up. Thanks for spending a little time here on KZL. We've been rocking for nearly 50 years, and our pleasure to have you on the air this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. It was a pleasure as well.
Okay, Brad, safe travels back here home.
Yep, thank you, man.
Okay, there he is, Ty Curtis, two-time winner of the Curtis Salgado Male Vocalist Award, recently opening for Robert Cray, and rocking on Saturday night, the 4th Annual Winter Music Fest at Max Restaurant and Nightclub. You can read all the details, Max Web site. Swing on in, pick up your tickets. 16th and Willamette here in town. Going to be a blast. We will have more Winterfest tickets to give away tomorrow. Keep it here on KZL. Winterfest, part of the KZL 2017 concert scene with the one and only 96.1 KZL.